So that, so last time, say, I think if you, maybe 2 years ago or something, so I here wrote down motivation to circumambulate, what to mentor when you circumambulate. So there's a book, right? There's a book. So there's a book here. You know, meditation when you circumambulate and what to, the amount of chant and all this. So the some basic, you know, beginning, how to begin in the middle and the end, you see. So it's good. So it's become more perfect, very rich practice, you know. So, of course, just circumambulating, even the motivation, not virtue, of course, by the power of the whole object, then your actions become, whether you prostrate to the whole object or circumambulate, make offering, even your motivation, not virtue, but the actions become virtue, immediately, you know, become cause of enlightenment, become cause to liberation from samsara, become cause to Egypt, good rebirth, then all the happiness which life, you see. But from the power of the, from the past side of the whole object, you know. Here, I become virtue, not from your motivation, you see, not your motivation and virtue, but your action become virtue because of the power of the whole object. So, you see, still it's very meaningful. As far as the whole, related to the whole objects, yeah. But even know how to do, you know, preparation, actual body, completion, all that thing, become very, very powerful, see, like that. So, motivation, bodhicitta. You generate motivation, bodhicitta, before you circumambulate. The thing and purpose of one's life. To benefit us, not only yourself to, so, not only yourself to be free from us, lower realms, to a higher birth, and to achieve liberation from samsara, you see, from ocean, samsara, not only that, but to benefit us, to free the sentiments from the oceans, from the suffering, to enlightenment, deeper ones, and say to that. The number of sentiments, you know, but in each realm, from whom we receive all once a past, present, which is happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything is most precious, most precious, as I mentioned last night. Then freedom from all the suffering causes, bring enlightenment. While once alone, therefore one must achieve enlightenment, therefore I need to exercise power, therefore I need to purify the departments and need to correct the external day, therefore I'm going to second blood, you see. So, so the first sex, then begin these mantras. Then, first, if one has a little bit of time, then you would to the second blood, then first circumambulation for all sentient beings, especially for the hell beings. See, the second blood. So, at the same time, chant mantras, whatever, do prayers, collect virtue of the speech. And then mind devotion or the meditation, you see, either compassion or devotion, you see, like that. So the stupa, you know, a statue, a stupa, whatever, you see, all, you know. So I'm here, I'm talking just there, you see, laying there, but anywhere, you see, stupa, whether you're circumambulating a stupa, whether you're circumambulating a statue, whatever, you see. So what one should think, even if it's only one statue, one stupa, what one should meditate, is it, should think is that this is all the Guru, all the Buddha, all the Dharma, all the translation Buddha, all the translation Buddha, all the ten directions, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and all the ten directions, statues, stupa, scripture, all the ten directions, statues, stupa, scripture, everything. So, with that mind, you know, then you see a second bullet. So if you do that, then you have a second mobility to every single holy object that exists, every holy place you have circumambulated. So every holy object, holy place in China, Tibet, and Nepal, wherever Burma, Thailand, wherever there's a holy, wherever there's a statue, stupa, sculptures, just from here, you have circumambulated to every, not only here, this universe, other universes. Every single holy object in any monastery, in any individual people's house, in any shop, even the statues, holy objects that's on sale, you know, in the shops, you see, tangas. So here, by thinking this, with this meditation, you have segment to every single holy object that exists in the universe, okay, universes. So this is a. So even you do only one circumambulation with this meditation, you can circumambulate everything. And so now here you have to understand there are numberless holy objects. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, numberless statues, people, scriptures. So with each holy object, with each every single holy object, you created a good karma, you created a cause of enlightenment. See, you create a cause of enlightenment. With every single holy object, wherever there are universes, you create a cause of enlightenment. And you create a cause of liberation from samsara. You create a cause of a happiness in future lives. So you see, numberless. Because object holy object is numberless. It's just number. So therefore you create a numberless cause of enlightenment, numberless cause of liberation from samsara, numberless cause of all the happiness in future lives. So there's no question about this life. Success comes from that. See? So the life becomes very, then the life, more merit means your life, you see, become much easier, you know. the minute you generate a wish, the things happen, more merit you have. So easier to achieve realization, you know, or greater success for sentient being, teaching Buddha, you see, too. So when you do prostration, same. I'm not going to talk about prostration now. So I'm not going to get into, so just finish this part. So with that meditation, when you finish one circumambulation, when you have a little bit more time, then if you don't have time, then of course all sentient beings six all together. But if you have some time, then do the first circumambulation like this, dedicate the four sentient beings, particular helpings, number of helpings, okay? Then when you finish that, when you give all the merits. You give all the merits, result, happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything you give, all sentient beings, especially the helpings. And they all become enlightened, okay? And that. Then to the second circumambulation, all sentient beings, in particular the hungry ghost. Then when you finish, give all your merits and result, happiness. Liberation, up to enlightenment, give everything to them, especially the hungry ghost, they all become enlightened, you see, extra power becomes. Then, you see, then next, same to same animal, next to him, next to Asura, the next intimate being. Then it's the time to do that. And then, you can do arhatas, you know. I put the sabbath who are free from samsara. So then you see, you offer all the merits to them, and they complete part. then next second blessing, then you see gurus long life and all the you see the activities, the wishes to be fulfilled or successful activities, that, and then as a the next one can be, the next segment can be for the teachings of Buddha to exist long time, you know. They take the marriage for that. And then next one, if there's no benefactors, you know, who support the holy beings or support Sangha to preserve Dharma, spread Dharma, then Sangha cannot last. This Sangha say, then they say it cannot exist, you know, the group community of Sangha, and they cannot preserve Dharma, spread Dharma, because so then the supporters, the benefactors, all the their long life and all the wishes to offer service for teaching the Sangha. So that so even as time so could elaborate that, but otherwise basically just, you know, the including the intermediate stage, then this the six realms in the intermediate stage could so that is very good. There's a preparation, actual body in a person. So, and then the beams, natural beams, you know, emit from the all the holy objects. So if you see here, or you see, then here you can think, you know, all everything, not just every statue, you know, to no, but there's everything is all Guru, all Buddha, all the Dharma, all the Sangha, you know. 10,000 statues, to basically everything, see, things like that. Then, beams emitted, you know, from these holy objects, and they purify yourself completely, and then you see all the symptoms, the six realms and them is also purified, you can think like that, you know. can think, can consider. So, qualities of holy object, all mind things, or the compassion to sin, very purifying. So that, so I think then dedicate and must do dedication. Otherwise, you collect extensive merit. So many merit at the end, you don't conclusion. See, and you don't dedicate the merits properly. You don't dedicate the merits properly. Then you see the merits can be destroyed. Merits can be destroyed by anger, the anger arising like that, heresy arising, you know, then pride. If pride comes up, it makes merits weaker, and ill will comes, merits become weaker. So the main one is the heresy, anger. The main enemy, see, makes the merits, which destroys the merits of merit, makes the merits weaker, is by the heresy, anger, the main one. So there's a lot of obstacles for the merits, you know. So therefore, must make sure you dedicate the merits at the end. So, in the essence, you see, the first thing as we do, dedicate merits to actual bodhicitta, our heart, bodhicitta merits, then bodhicitta. Which is the source of all the happiness, success, everything for oneself, for all enemies, maybe the extra life of one's mind, the mind of one's family members, in the minds of all the sentient beings. That second, in wisdom, heart, bodhicitta generated, may be increased. So that, first that, then this. Second, you can dedicate for sinners, Dalai Lama, to that. However, the merits do not get destroyed by heresy and anger to protect the man. This dedication has two purpose. It's very important to understand this and to practice. Otherwise, see, first of all, in our life, to create merit is not easy because delusion is so powerful, like waterfall, you know, one after another. So very difficult to collect merit. You see, pure virtue, dharma, very difficult. And even they happened, even we're able to deliver it, but there's many obstacles for that merits, you know, to be destroyed. So therefore, it's very important to make sure you dedicate merits well. So this has two purposes. Did it all the three times, I say, yeah. So here, dedicating the merits, care to dedicate the merits to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. So the merits become even a small merit to what you collect. But if you dedicate like this, you it becomes inexhaustible. It never finishes until you achieve enlightenment. Even after you achieve liberation, it's still finished. Until you achieve enlightenment, the merit never finishes. You can enjoy all the time. then there's still, to enlighten all sentient beings. All those are each and every single sentient beings to enlighten. So all these are a result of your past merits. So you see, you can see how it's incredible. Unceasing. Okay. So by dedicating merits to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, the merits become inexhaustible. So that's one thing. Now the second thing, also when you dedicate the merits, put your merits and all other sentient beings, Buddha's merits. You put together. So even your merits are small, but by putting them together with all of their merits, becomes so powerful. So, like $1 million project, $1 million project. So even what you give is only $1, but I see it helps to become $1 million mixed with other people's money. So then you are able to complete the $1 million project. So like that. So it becomes very powerful, you see. So now similar here, even your merits are small, but you put together everyone's merits, put together, you see, then it becomes, so powerful, so much, you see, abundance of the... that's one thing. Then you dedicate for enlightenment, you see, which makes it inexhaustible, okay? The third, then you dedicate the merits by maintaining on emptiness. You dedicate the merits by looking at each one is empty, okay? While it is existing, you look at it empty, as the empty. And so, so that way, then later, every heresy, anger rises, it cannot destroy the merits. It cannot weaken the merits. So that, okay? for example, Pāpaṅgata Jīnīṅbō, the great enlightened being Pāpaṅgata Jīnīṅbō explained, so there's a huge mountain, okay? A huge mountain, so the many trucks come, take stone, so many stones away from the mountain. Even though so much is taken away, but still the mountains exist there. Still the mountains there. So it's like that. What was it? It's not quite. Didn't fit the example. I think this example is this. So I have to clear about this. The example is this. Merits collected with bodhicitta motivation. Merits dedicated for enlightenment, but you didn't seal with emptiness. But you didn't do the dedication, maintain on the emptiness. Okay, look at the empty. In that case, on the latter, when his anger rises, you still destroy the merits, but not completely. You see? So the example is like a mountain. You see, that many trucks come, take stones away, but it's still the whole mountain is there. So it's like that. So the merits complete doesn't get destroyed, but it weakens. Even you dedicate for enlightenment, it's becoming inexhaustible. But you see, without maintaining on emptiness, without looking at the empty. So the the marriage become weaker. You see. So therefore, the protection, marriage not get destroyed, not become weaker, then that's why important to say, look at them empty as they're empty. When you dedicate marriage, you know. Okay. So, and the reason why mental emptiness, why mental emptiness protects the marriage. So I asked Rinpoche, so Rinpoche used to explain this. Why? Because you see, root of all the suffering is ignorance. Root of all the suffering is ignorance. So what eliminates us, what destroys us? No other realization is except the wisdom realizing this can destroy that. Root of all the suffering, the delusion comes with ignorance. Okay? Conceptualism. So therefore, that's the reason why when you dedicate marriage, you know, to achieve enlightenment, you know, if you do by sealing with the emptiness, by looking at it empty, okay? So then, the marriage cannot be destroyed. Okay? So that. Yeah, then, so anyway, after that, you can expand whatever dedication you want to do, see? Can do that. Mentioned the Changju, this is Bodhicitta, and the other one say, this, say, dedicated marriage to achieve enlightenment, one self to achieve enlightenment, person demons. then on the basis of that, you can expand whatever you want, which is okay. Then also like, say, these, such as like this, may all the father, mother, these are all the three time marriage calling the father, fathers, may all the father, mother, and demons, these are all the three time marriage quite so with that. These are the three time marriage called the three time marriage called others. Others means all sentient beings, including Buddhist, are person, Buddhist, okay. May all the father, mother, sentient beings have happy happiness. May the tear Lord remains empty forever. May all the Buddha suffers prayer be succeeding. May I able to cause all this to happen by myself alone. May I able to cause all this to happen by myself alone. So it means to cause all sentient beings to have happiness and tear Lord remains empty forever to cause by myself. Then all the Buddha suffers prayer to be succeeded that I will call, you know, myself to call. That's also a good one. Then with the bodhicitta, when you dedicate bodhicitta, you can think this. So by having general bodhicitta in everyone's heart, you see, in everyone's heart, and then may war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sicknesses, dangers, fire, water, earthquakes, all these undesirable things happen in this world. Why it is happening, may it be stopped immediately, and may nobody in this world experience all these undesirable things forever. So when you dedicate to bodhicitta, after you dedicate bodhicitta, then you can also do this prayer. Then everybody live their life, you see. By having general bodhicitta, everybody live their life only helping each other, only become cause of enlightenment, you see. So look at that. So that's the brief dedication for that. The important the what's the amount of dedication, what's important. Did all the past, present, did all the past, present, future, medicine. May the bodhicitta source for all the happiness, success, and so forth. May it be actualized with one's heart. May it be actualized with one's heart. And in the heart of one's family members, in the heart of all the students, this organization, and in the heart of all the benefactors, all those who support, and especially those who, so many people who give up their life, sacrifice their life to the organization, doing service to others, send them to Buddha in all their hearts. And they may they Oh, and in the heart, and in the hearts of all sentient beings, especially in the hearts of leaders of this world, especially in the hearts of all the people who have the harmful thoughts to harm others. So, so those are called terrorists, or so, who call anyone who has harmful mind to harm others. So, Bodhisattva to be generated in all their hearts. So that, and in his heart, Bodhisattva generated may be increased. Changju Simjo Rinpoche Maje Abangam Ake Juruji Deva Nyamba Meba Aye Gwane Gondo Epe Aishu. Changju Zenjo Rinpoche Ma Che Pa Ma Ma Ke Ju Ro Che Ke Wa Nyam Pa Me Pa Ye Ko Ne Kong Do Pe Wa Sho. Changju Zenjo Rinpoche Ma Che Pa Ma Ma Ke Ju Ro Che Ke Wa Nyam Pa Me Pa Ye Ko Ne Kong Did all the past, present, the future merits collected by me, three-time merits collected by others. All the sentient beings, including Bodhisattvas and all Buddhas. that which exists, that which are existent, but do not exist from their own side. That which are totally empty. May the I who exist but do not exist from its own side, who is totally empty. and enlightenment, and that which exists, doesn't exist from its own side, that which is empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but do not exist from their own side, who are totally empty. To that, Mithya Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but doesn't exist from its own side, that which is totally empty. By myself alone, who exists but who do not exist from its own side, who is totally empty. Yes, I'm not 다당 신기 두숨당 대외 손님한테 되는 자와로 삼다. 담바 요림반 요로지. 그래서 this I think the mantra must be in the book. In the circumambulation, there might be. Okay. I'm not sure. The second one is there or not. I'm not sure. Second one there. Om Dashi Diga. Om Dashi Diga. Is there? The second one. Second one is there also. For circumambulation. Both. Okay. Then that's okay. So have a so whatever you're going to have, you're going to have liberation or you're going to have a dinner or whatever you say.